generally surprised that Nigerians are very dissatisfied with their constitution. And there is a huge movement calling for a review of the constitution through a sovereign national conference. I think the first problem Nigerians have with the constitution is that it was actually written by a military regime. General Abubakar wrote that constitution with very little consultation, and that was the basis on which the Fourth Republic started in 1999. And a lot of the objections are therefore to the process that gave us that constitution. But I think there's a deeper issue, and that is the fascination Nigerians have with two things. The first is federalism. Nigerians love federalism, and Nigerians have felt over the past 30 years that our federalism has been watered down excessively, and that we are almost a centralized political system. The second fascination Nigerians have is with the idea of a sovereign national conference, which Benin Republic brought to Africa in 1989. That is, the people sitting down and saying, to hell with all constituted authorities, we take over sovereign power that belongs to the people, and on that basis, the people make for themselves a constitution. That's the dream of a lot of Nigerians. But let me make the point that my assessment is that there's actually a small, even if vocal, percentage of Nigerians that take the idea of a sovereign national conference seriously. Most enlightened Nigerians are aware that it has taken us a long time to have sustained democratic rule for 17 years, and that it's a risk to the sustenance of democracy to have a sovereign national conference which would assume power is transferred from elected representatives to a constituent assembly, however chosen. I think the preponderant opinion is that it's not very practical. But especially in the southwest of Nigeria, and among the Yoruba in particular, there's fascination that we should head towards that sort of outcome. And I think part of the reason why it's strong in that part of the country is that there is also a strong lobby in that part of the country to reconstitute Nigerian federalism on the basis of ethnic federated states. And I think that desire of a system of ethnic federating states is very much behind this call for sovereign national. And because that part of Nigeria is extremely vocal, extremely educated, and extremely well connected to the media, the echoes from that linger very much in the media and in the general debate. So my sense is that the reality of Nigerian politics is that most actors know that a radical constitutional change is neither feasible nor desirable. However, there is a strong minority that feels it is necessary, and the core argument for that radical approach is what in Nigerian political parlance we call the necessity for restructuring. What this means in broad terms is that taking power from the federal government and handing over most of that power to the federating units. I think up to that level, there is a consensus we need to do that. What, however, would be the Federating Unit has been the bone of contention. For the Southwest, as I've said, there's a strong demand for ethnic federalism so that we reconstitute the states, as it were, on the basis of ethnic federated states. In the North, there is strong opposition to ethnic federalism, partly because the categories of identity, especially in the Muslim North, is tied more along religion than it is to ethnicity. And people do not define themselves in terms of their ethnic groups in political terms. Definitions are on two axes. One is religion, and the other is territory. So even within the Hausa-speaking people, which is the largest ethnic group in Nigeria, for example, they do not define the political unit as the Hausa. The Hausa have historically had seven independent states, and it's this notion of territoriality based on independent states that's the political tradition in Hausa land. And that's why this no federation does not have any resonance in Hausa land. In terms of the Southeast and the Igbo in particular, their own reading of Nigerian federalism is that there is a disequilibrium in terms of the Igbo ethnic group having only five states, while other zones have six, and one zone even has seven states. Their notion of political restructuring, therefore, is different from that of Yoruba. What they feel is that they need an additional state to catch up, as it were, in terms of the other zones in the country. And therefore, this notion of marginalization and correcting the marginalization is their basic sense of restructuring Nigeria. So I think, in a sense, there are parallel discussions going on in which political restructuring and constitutional transformation is a vector for very different political arguments. And it remains an attractive vector because it's a way of continuing the Nigerian federal debate about how to constitute a political future that Nigerians would be happier with. Now, to take up the issue about the presidency and the age for the presidency, I think there's now quite a significant youth movement arising, saying that the history of Nigeria is a history of elders controlling the political space and not doing it very well, and that therefore there should be a move towards lowering the age for being able to contest for various positions, either in the legislature or the executive position. And in recent times, there has been lots of, which is having some resonance, that, for example, 40 years is excessively high as the minimum age to be able to contest for the presidency. I think there is a chance that over time, that argument will become accepted and the age for contesting for the president is likely to come down. To close my basic understanding of these issues, one key factor is the question of whether the political party system is likely to change. Essentially, we now have a system in which we have two major parties, the APC, the All People's Congress, which was the former opposition party that recently came into power, and then the People's Democratic Party, PDP, which has been in power, which was in power for 16 years at the federal level. The question is, what are the chances for other political parties to emerge and be major players in the Nigerian system? It seems to me that the chances are very small. One reason is that Nigerian politics is extremely expensive. Elections cost a fortune. And small parties do not have the type of financial resources that would enable them contest for political power.